When we left off, we were talking about the Isser Chametz on Pesach, Aliba de Rabbi Shimon. And we pointed out that in terms of a regular knas, if we looked at this just as a classic knas and compared it to other knasos that we find in Shas for people who did aveiros, it seems to break a lot of the rules. This seems to be a particularly powerful knas, more so than your average knas. Just what were some of the examples we mentioned? Shogeg, the ones, right? We pointed out that there was a Yesh Omer in the Mechtam, right? We would expect to say, like the Yesh Omer in the Mechtam, that it's mutter, because why should you get a knas? Shogeg, Tainach, okay, you know, there's such a concept as comes from Shogeg, it's amazing. We find that in the fifth paragraph of Gittin, but ones, it's, you know, fairly unprecedented to find. Shogeg, I can handle Shogeg, because, like, you're a bad guy. You know, you should have, like, taken Judaism seriously. But Ones seems to be going a little far. Likewise, when it comes to the issue of Hefker, we would expect to say, like, your Zerua, that it's totally fine if you're a mafka your Chametz over Pesach and went back and got it. Or the issue of a Bittul Chametz. Right, it's a lot of anonymous people who are afraid to stand up for themselves. But both the Mechtam and the Maram Chalava, I think, quote Yesh Omrim. The truth is that in this particular case, there's a Ksav Sofer, I won't say the Rif and Rambam agree with this. But if you're Hefker or Bittel or Hefkid beyond Goy, Nafi Hagonim, right, in the first paragraph, I forget what's in it, I can look it up if I want. Yeah?
You mechalek in Bittel and Hefker if you hold that Bittel released Teshbisu as opposed to just Hefker?
Which one is better, which one is worse?
I think if you do Teshbisu, it would be better.
If you do Teshbisu, but even if Hefker's not Teshbisu, you're potter from Teshbisu because it's not yours.
Well, with Hefker, you can say it's a harama. You're not going to call doing the mitzvah of Teshbisu as a harama.
I hear that. Let me come back to that for a second and maybe redefine Haram. Here you have a Yesh Omrim in the Mechtam and the Maharam Chalava, who say that, yeah, if you're Mevatel, it's fine. That's the Rosh Hashanah, right? That nowadays, if you find something after Pesach that we do Bittel, it should be fine. But that's not the majority opinion. That's certainly not the way we paskin. Some of the other issues we put on the board were, how about Chametz Gozel, where you have the Nogi Yehuda, who says that all those leave the Ksugin and Baba Kamar leave Rabbi Yehuda, but we pocket Chametz Gozel is not by your Avayim Matzah, because you didn't do anything wrong, and it wasn't your power at all. You didn't do anything wrong, so you didn't even violate by your Avayim Matzah, it was out of your control.
Is it because Rabbi Goy stole it, or even if a Jew stole it?
He said even if a Jew stole it, but Goy stole it, so
but
big
that,
Mark
but for that, for the guy who stole it, there'd be a knas on him, because he was over by
your... So the assumption is, well, since you're going to sue him and get it back, so what do you mean a knas on him? You're going to get it back, and he's going to laugh his hair with Shachal Fanecha. That's a knas on him, that he can laugh at you? But I hear your type. Basically, what Daniel is saying is that at least if a Jew stole it, right? This is the shita of, one second, I wrote this down someplace. This is the shita of the Pri Chodesh and the Chasam Sofer. The Pri Chodesh and the, you see, the Noda Yehuda has a optimistic view of law enforcement. Right? It's like, what's the point making a knas if he stole the chametz from you? Why should he make a knas on you? Right? After all, it was totally out of your control. You didn't do anything wrong. It was, you know. So what Gutenberg says, at least if a Jew stole it, make a knas on him, because we don't have such an optimistic view of law enforcement. Mestama, you won't get it back from him. You won't laugh and say, Yeshua HaShokal Vanecha. Instead, Mestama, he'll eat it himself, or he'll feed it to his relatives, or he'll sell it to someone else, and then it's a good knas on him to say that it's Aser Behandalah. If you happen to catch him, then it backfires. But you might not catch him.
Why wouldn't you just say, And you're like sort of combining Nigzal and the one about whether or not he was over on Bali or on Bali Matzah. Right? When he
correct. Basically, all of these cases are, here it. You know, what makes these cases unique? Here it, at least, lo avar b'mezid. And here it's lo avar klal. Correct. When the summons is stolen from you, you don't violate bar yavai matzah at all. It's totally, you have no, it's not matzah to you. Right? It's not matzah to you. Now, the neil can be doche, says, or, you could play like Nunu Yudah, or you could say like the Brit Chadash and the Chsam Sofer, who say if the thief is a Jew, it's a good knas on him because Mestama, you won't catch him. And if you do catch him, then it's not a good knas on him. It's just an excuse for him to laugh at you and say, Erev Shari Shechol Lefanecha. You know, and have the last laugh. But if you don't catch him, then it's a good knas on him, because then, like when he invites his parents over for dinner after Pesach, they won't eat in his house.
But I meant even more than what Aaron was.
And he probably violated by Rabban Matzeh, because he's chayav achrayus, right?
What I was saying, I think, what Aaron was trying to say was maybe make a knas only on the guy who stole it. And combine this with the next one.
Combine this with Achirim.
Yeah.
Okay, correct. But if you're willing to swallow Achirim, which the Sam Sofer is, then you could. Now, of course, what's the problem? Then, basically, even if you want to keep it as regular Knas, if you're willing to swallow Achirim, then you could say it's a Knas on the Goslin, and it's only also to the Nigzel, because he's one of the 6 billion Achirim in the world. Or rather, one of the 18 million Achirim in the world. The Noda Yehuda is not so convinced about that, but we can handle that. Of course, what do the Rishonim say here? The Rishonim say, like for example, the Ritva here says, it's a knas on the Nigzel, which obviously doesn't fit your normal rules. And the last thing you mentioned was Achirim. Who says it's mutter to Achirim? The Rabbeinu Manoah, quoting the Shadarish, it's also Yesh Omer in the Mechtam, right? It's a Yesh Omer in the Mechtam. And the Rabbeinu Manoah, the Shane Riff. Oh, Rabbi Manoah also makes him on Bittel, right? Should also put him on the Bittel. I'm pretty sure that he himself, not doing anyone, was Mako on Bittel. So he says Mutter L'Achirim, which makes sense. The Knas, why should be Asher L'Achirim? But can you get by somehow and explain maybe why a Knas is all these Yeshidas Yachids? Could you explain why a Knas should be Asher L'Achirim? Like, could you make sense of a Knas being Asher L'Achirim? Let's say I want to make a knas on you, right? Gutenberg has, he did some terrible, terrible thing, and he has, the 30 bags of flour because of that. So I want to make a knas on him. So might it be logical to make that asur l'achirim?
It's not asur b'anas, so then you can sell it to the other people.
Well, it is asur b'anas,
but
if he's not such a good guy anyway, right? Then maybe he'll just sell it to other people anyway. So you could say, this is a Chsam Sofer hints at this, I realized, in the Shutzim and Kuvvav. He sort of hints at this idea that maybe the Knas Lachim was really a Knas on him. Because if you're not so from anyway, perhaps, then making Asur Anad to you might not be strong enough. When making Asur Anad to everyone, then you'll really feel frustrated. Because, you know, no one will want to eat by you, and you won't be able to sell it, etc. So, so it could be, or I think the Chsam Sofer sort of hints at this, or the Chsam Sofer suggests that it could be a way of making a knas on you. So maybe you could, like, squeeze in the majority opinion.
Let's see, with some of the Mubasha on Shabbos, we say, we're not hoping that he's going to do the Hanukkah with Mutter L'Achirim. I think there we don't say that we're hoping he's going to do it again, are we? Like, isn't that this far?
This guy did it for me.
I know, but even
well, maybe. Hold it. In Mavasha with Shabbos, it's a big machlok to usher to other people or not. So part of the question is, there's a long Marshan Shidu Gavetz is about this. And I think maybe Marshan's in Kitten, the Shidu Gavetz is in Ksubos, who says the Issel Achir might not be a Knas. The Issel Achir might just be that you don't want to be Nehneh from Chol Shabbos.
How do we distinguish it from why it's Aser, why the Knas on your Lachim? There we say that's because we're kosher.
Because einam kosher below low. I mean, why do we require kadeshi yasu by akta but not by Yisrael?
Because
we're not kosher, you're going to tell a Jew to do something. So probably it's because we're not kosher, you're going to tell a Jew to do something in that particular case. That's a big machlokes. I'm around the Peskachu, the Prima Gana and the Nafkamina there, in terms of a mummer. But either we're not choshed, you're going to tell a Jew to do something, or ain't on choshed below low, the Jew's not going to be on Chal Shabbos just for you. But in this case, what?
I don't know, I was saying, could you maybe connect this case to say that we do have the fear, though, we see that if we are a really scared person, we'll violate by your
mouth. Right, I guess here, maybe we're either we're more suspect that people will do it, or maybe... I think that it could be, you see, in the Mevash of Shabbos is no Isra Hanah B'chlav. They weren't Gozer Isra Hanah, right? Not on anyone, right? Most of Hanah to everyone is the Mevash of Shabbos. Over here, they're Gozer Isra Hanah. And so it could just be, I was trying to suggest practically, if someone else could be Nene, then I'll end up being Nene. Because as long as much of a Hanah to other people, meaning as long as other people can eat it, or use it, or whatever, then I, even though I'm not supposed to get Hanah, I'll end up getting Hanah from, I'll give it to them and they'll owe me a favor, I'll invite them over and I'll be very happy they came. So I'm suggesting is when it comes to that's Isuri Achila. Lemaisa, I'm never going to eat it through you eating it. But in Isuri Hanah, I'll get Hanah if you get Hanah. No, yet theoretically not. I should throw it in the street. Theoretically, if they were only goes to Isuri Hanah and me, not you, I should throw it in the street, people should come and take it. But we all know I'm going to end up getting Hanah as long as it's to other people. So if I'm not so firm, I'll sell it to them. So I think the difference is because here it's Hanah. Okay, this is trying to defend the, saying that it's really just a regular knas. How about in the case of bittel or hifkid biyad goy or something like that? Could you defend that it's a regular knas and still say that it's usher even though you're invocal and you didn't violate by Rav Yamatzei?
Even though you were actually invocal.
Even without that. If the guy's invocal chometz, is it really true that he doesn't deserve a knas?
Oh, no, you could say he's still lacking it, he still has to be mavar.
Right, remember the first Rashi and Tosfos Pesachim? Right? There's a kakadosh rabbanan. What's the first Rashi and Tosfos Pesachim about?
Why
bedika? Bittul liyal masagi, right? If the bittul liyal masagi, then why you need bedika? And the answer is, there's some reason, well, that's Rashi's answer, Tosfos disagrees with, but it doesn't matter what the answer is. There's some reason that Chazal made a din, look over at din drabanan, right? Rashi, okay, so in Rashi, some of the later Rishonim say, all kinds of mechkarvarts, that maybe that was before Takanas Bittel, but there's some Takanas drabanan, clearly, that or Larvas or Botkins Chomis or Anir. There's some din that even though you did bittul, you didn't violate the Daraisa, you still violated the Rabbanan. At least if, you're Poshea in your Zika, right? You violate Mid Rabbanan, it's not enough to be Mafkid Biad Goy and not violated by your Rabbi Yimatzei. And it's not enough to be Mbakul and not violated by your Rabbi Yimatzei. And it might not be enough to be Mafkir either and not violated by your Rabbi Yimatzei. Certainly if it's in your house, then it's not enough to be Mafkir and leave it in your house and not violate by your Rabbi Yimatzei. This is Din Rabbanan of Bir Chametz. So, which we showed him point out that really you could just say Avar le'vayirabai matzei lavdavki means Avar le'habis be'aveira. Could be vayirabai matzei, could be an aveira drabana. Who points that out? Rabbeinu David, and also I think the Chiddush Aran, although it wasn't on the Chorus. Chiddush Aran is generally very similar to Rabbeinu David. If I hadn't told you who Rabbeinu David was, and you would compare him to the Chiddush Aran, you would realize that he was someone from the Beis Medrash of the Ramban, in between the Ramban and the Ran. You could say either, these are all the people who say mutter. Or maybe in these cases where you didn't violate Bar Rabbi Yimatzei, you could say, what do you mean you didn't violate Bar Rabbi Yimatzei? You violated beer, the mitzvahs beer drabanan. So you don't deserve a knas for violating the drabanan. So, or you could say, like we're being David and the Ran, that avar al mitzvahs beer drabanan. You deserve a knas for violating drabanans also.
That does not help for onus.
That does not help for onus. And for Shogeg, we don't even need help. Like, it's burr that a Shogeg is not such a tzaddik. He's just not such a Rasha. It doesn't help for Onet. It doesn't really help for the Nigzal, because what could you have done? Like, you can't go catch the, you don't know where he is. Yeah.
This may just be an issue of semantics, but considering they're being over the midst of Yerush Rabbanu, maybe they were coming with the Saki and Yerush Rabbanu Rabbi Yerai?
Right, that's not just a matter of semantics, but I'm not going to distinguish between it right now. But you're right. If they weren't just mitakin a nice of beer, but they were mitakin a bali rabbi, you must say they're on a level, then it makes a lot of sense.
Some mitzvahs beer, or bali rabbi, you must say they're rabbanon.
And if you say they're mitakin bali rabbi, you must say they're rabbanon, then it even fits into lashon asugya. Avrolei bali rabbi, you must say. Just the rabbanon bali rabbi, you must say.
Are there optimistic calling it bali rabbi, you must say, once it's still the rabbanon anyways?
I'm not sure. Mistami, you can find some subtle Mechudish ones.
Well, if you want to read it
into
the Rambam says it's going to be harder to say, well...
Right,
well,
Mistaf Sofer just says he would matter if you were Mevatel it. Okay, now, but what it seems... Yeah?
So, we should really, it's a very big video, it's just a bit...
It's finally the Raisa and you're on a Varya Mid
Rabbana.
Yeah, today. What? And today, some would say, I'm skipping all the bdika, I'm skipping all the cleaning, I'm skipping all the burning, I'm just going to do bittul. Then, they would be like someone who says, okay, I'm not going to eat beef and milk, but chicken is fine. Alright, so I guess they're better than the guy who eats beef and milk, but, you know, you wouldn't want to let them go out with your daughter. Okay. So, what? The beer midrabana. That was the Chakir that Gutenberg is bringing up. I'm sure you guys already discussed it. So I said I'm not committing myself whether that's a Kamaasi or that's a Bayur Abayi Masi Durabana. If it's Bayur Abayi Masi Durabana, then it might be. It's still, I guess, you're right, it's still optional to go Maisi. Alright, Lomashana. It's similar to. Okay, we're both sides, but seriously. Yeah. The question is that obviously there's a pattern here that says that this Xera seems to be, you know, we can find excuses, but in general, it seems to be more powerful than a regular Knas. After all, it applies to Ones, which is very strange. It applies to people who never violated Bayu Rabbi Yimatse, which you could get out of by saying they did a Drabanan, or by pulling a Nodi Yehuda, or the Prichadash Shulchan Sofer here. And it applies to Acherim, which you could also get out of. But obviously, it seems to be there's more at stake here. So, what are the two directions of saying what's more at stake? So, I'll first start. Right, we're in Yerushalayim now. So, what shot do you want to suggest as to why this seems more serious than a regular knas? Given the fact we're in neutral line? Yes, obviously. What does Yerushalmi say? What does Yerushalmi say? Quote on the rush, no? No, not that Yerushalmi. That's the different part of the shir. What does Yerushalmi say? Machlot Rebbe Yochanan Reishlakish, right? Price Mafger my Chameit. Which, according to many, we showed them the same as being with Vatel Chametz, right? Bittul and Hefker are the same, according to the Rush.
You're going to come to do it on purpose.
Harama, exactly. Right, the Yerushalmi brings up the factor of Harama. Right, and many, many, we showed them in Achronim, almost all the Achronim go with this idea of Harama. That's the Rush, right? The Rush says, I think since you didn't violate Bayu Rabbah, you must say, he says, Bizman Hazeh, we all do Bittul Chametz. Right? So if we all do bittul chametz, then no one ever violates Bayu Rabbah Yimatzeh. So if you find chametz after Pesach, should be mutter. But I found a Yerushalmi which answers it because of harama, meaning maybe you really did violate it. You're just pretending you didn't because of harama. That's the Rush's factor of harama, which many other Rishonim bring up. The Meiri assumes whenever there's a chash harama, it's a davar pasha that it's aser. And all the achronim, if you look at all the achronim of Shulchan Aruch. Some Tuf and Ches, they all bring up rove of the Achronim, maybe all of them that are on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, but not all of them in the world, is you could say it's just regular Knas, or you could say that it's regular Knas plus a big Shash of Harama. For some reason, Chazal decided that in regular knasses, we're not super duper cautious for harama, right? Once in a while, we're kind of shogeg to maze it. But in this knas, why? Because regular knasses are, you shouldn't do something, so just don't do it. In this knas, you have to like get rid of your property. Like that's a very, very hard thing for people to like get rid of their property, and people really like their property and are very reluctant to give up their possessions. Therefore, Chazal were super duper choshesh that a guy might make a harama and violate by Rabbi Matzah and just pretend he didn't. So, if you view this as a chash of harama, then we understand why shogeg and onesh. This is Yerushalmi, brings up harama, the Rush brings up harama, and most of the achronim all follow the derech of harama. So, it makes a lot of sense why shogeg and onesh should be usher, because you say it's an onesh, but, you know, anyone can pretend it's an onesh, right? Anyone ever was a, like, high school kid? And you had, like, assignments and this and that and tests. We all know how to say that we something was an onesh that we didn't do it. We all know it wasn't really an onesh. You can always pretend it's an onesh. And Hefker and Bittel make perfect sense. Right, you say you were mafker, but maybe you weren't really mafker. What do you mean? You say you were mafker. What does that mean? You say that, what do you mean, this wasn't my chametz at all? I was prepared to let anyone in the world come and take it. But you really weren't. You really were locking it up and would never have let someone else come and take it. You were just pretending. Bittel, right? Either Bittel is hefker, you said it was hefker and it really wasn't, or Bittel is ka'afrinara, you said it was worthless to you, you'd never wanted to see it again in your life, and that's not true. It was worth a lot to you. You wanted to eat it again in 8 days. So there's a tremendous room for a shasha rama here, and this is exactly what the Yerushalmi and the Rush say. This is the Achronim of the Shulchan Aruch. All say when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Lashon Rama, that even shogeg and onesh is usher. They all say why? Because of a shasha rama. If it was really an onesh, that would be one thing. But everyone knows that it's never really an onesh. And the Yerushalmi and the Rush say, Aser Mishum Harama when it comes to Hefker and Bittel. So you can explain a lot of things based on this idea of a chash of Harama. Yes?
This Harama is different than the Harama you had earlier in the year in terms of Bisham might not be able to sell the Chametz. We're not worried that the guy's going to be over by Rabbi Matzeh. That event is going to cause him to be over by Rabbi Matzeh, but we're worried that he will have been over by Rabbi Matzeh and lie and pretend it's Mitzvah anyway.
Right, basically, what's the point of a knas? The point of a knas is a disincentive. We don't want you to do the Avera, so we punish you so you won't do the Avera in the first place. Right? That's the point of a knas. So, the whole point of a knas is to keep you from doing the Avera. But if you could always pretend you were an Oser or Shogeg and get around the knas, then you'll do amazing. If you could always pretend you were a Machker or a Mevatel and get around the knas, then you'll do amazing. It's not that you might come now to Dupa Mazid, but if this is the rule, then everyone will take advantage and everyone will Dupa Mazid. Right? Any guy without a lot of your Shemayim will just say, I know the Knas, but it's worth it for me to do the Aver anyway, because I'll pull the old Ones trick, or I'll tell them I was a Vatel, or I'll tell them I was Mafgir, or something like that. So you can always pull the Ones trick, and that could be a Chash Harama. However, yeah. So, the Chash Harama, what? Yeah, it's a little questionable whether the Chash Harama would. It's a little questionable whether the Chash Harama doesn't necessarily explain why it's Ashul Achirim, that you need to give a different explanation. Doesn't necessarily explain the Nigzal unless, right? So, you need a different explanation, which is fine. You could say, like, the Tom Sofer. Here you probably need a different explanation, or right, what did Schreiber say? Maybe even Zeila is a harama? I'm not sure about that. That's going a little far. Whether it's close to Zeila is a harama, but it could be.
Not today, it's not.
What?
Just claiming.
Right, you know, the point is that who says it was stolen, right? You gave it to your friend, and they have to pay something. Oh, you thief, my father's discovered you take it back, so maybe it is our mama.
Or not.
Yeah, how do you know it was stolen, right? What, do you have 30 witnesses who saw the guy hold you up at gunpoint? No, you claim it was stolen, you really just put it in your friend's closet.
Or your closet.
Or in your own closet and said it was stolen, Givaldic. Right? In your own closet, and then you said it was stolen, and all of a sudden you found some thief, took back a bag of stuff, and pretended it was coming. All right, I can handle that. Again, I don't know if the Rishonim don't necessarily care. Hifkid Biadoi, I'm not sure what the, if there's, but there also maybe you could say it's a harama. You claim it was in the house of a guy, But it really wasn't. It was really in your own house, maybe.
But how are you explaining why it's us without him, if you hold us without
You have to say a different explanation. Maybe like the Sam Sofer, that's really just a way of making sure that it's also to you. But there is a third possibility, which seems more serious. What the Lashon of the Magid Mishnah and the Ritva? The Ritva is quoting the Ramban. The Ramban is here. It's later on, Lamed Aleph Beis, one of the couple of Rambans in the whole Masechet. But the Ramban does not say a strong formulation as the Ritva. And the Rav paraphrase him. What do they say? How do they explain why? Bein b'shogeg, bein ba'ones, bein b'shogeg, bein meizeg, bein b'rashim, bein ba'ones. Afilu nigzal, afilu you gave it to a guy as a mashu and I couldn't afford to be poed to it. Afilu this, afilu that.
It was right.
They just say, you know what? When the Gemara says, kansu with neisha over la v'yirah v'yimatze, does it really mean over la v'yirah v'yimatze? Or because we suspect, even though you deny it, that you were over by your Rabbi and putting a trick on us? No, what do they say it means? That? They even, right, it was the Ritva? Who's the one who says Lashon Aramis? Is that the Ritva? Right, Lashon Targum. Who said that? Okay, maybe it's the Ritva according to the Ramban, if not, it's the Ramban himself. It says Lashon Targum. What's Lashon Targum? Avar in Hebrew is what tense? Past, very good, okay. Avar in Aramaic is what tense? Present. Right, it's present tense. So therefore he says, Lashon Targum, it doesn't mean because you did violate this, the knas on what you did. It means this is the kind of thing which people could violate by Rabbi Masayan, meaning it's Chomet Shel Yisrael B'Pesach. So what he's saying is it's not a specific knas. He's not denying it's a knas. But it's not a specific knas because of what you did, either because of what we know you did, or because of what we think you might have done, or do next time. It's a general knas. They made a low plug. What? The Ritva. They made a low plug in the Magid Mishnah, same thing in the Rambam. They made a low plug. All chametz that is shayach to the belt of Vayirah Vayimatzeh, meaning, as the Ritva says, every chametz except for chametz shel goy, right? That the Ritva concludes. Meaning everything but chametz shel goy, which is not shayach to the belt of Vayirah Vayimatzeh. Right, basically, any chametz within our Jewish world, obviously we're not going to go and make yisurim on, you know, on everyone in China. No, they're not shayach. What are we going to start offering people in China for? But every Jew's chametz, they made an objective zera of vayimatzeh on this. They made an objective zera's iser on it. So this is what the Ritva Ramban and the Magid Mishnah says the same thing. This is something you also got from the Ramban. They say that it's not at all a regular knas. Like, it's an iser chetza on any chetza which is shayach to Vayirah Vayimatzeh. They didn't mean it's a punishment on a specific guy. I mean, yes, we made it as a knas. We made it as a way to prevent people from, the reason behind it was to prevent people from violating Vayirah Vayimatzeh. But it's more than a knas. We made an objective iser chetza on all chametz. Similar to Hushita a little. Similar to Hushita a little. Similar to Rabbi Yehuda. After all, what does Rabbi Yehuda think? Once the iser chametz is chal, it's chal, right? That's what he thinks. Once the chal, it's chal. It never stops. Never leaves. So Rabbi Shimon says, Midrabanan, they were just attacking that in the Goyish Velt, that's a different story. But in the Jewish Velt, once the Isser Chametz is Chal, the Isser Chametz is Chal. Why would they? And this is...
And is it even though it belongs to the Goy and the Isser Chametz is not actually Chal on the Goy's Chametz? Or is it not included?
No, an Isser Chametz is Chal on the Goy's Chametz during Pesach, right? According to Shimon, even according to Yudu,
not by Rabbi Yemas.
Right, not by Yerubayimatzeh. Anything which is shayach by Yerubayimatzeh, any chefs are shayach by Yerubayimatzeh.
Is this different than what we were saying? I mean, you suggested before that for Shabbos, the problem is that you're Mechal Shabbos. Is this the same as that? Meaning, we're making an issur that this...
No, even if no one was over anything. Let's say you're Mevakel, you weren't over anything. Even if no one was over anything, there's still an issur.
Okay.
If you want to look at Chassam Sofer's Chassam Sofer's and Kupah, he takes that idea seriously. That idea is like Shabbos. It's just a chefta shenev devoa veira. That's what we're saying. We're just saying, it's an iser chefta on any chametz. They made an objective zera. Why they make such an objective zera? So could be, if you ask why, could be chumra de chametz. They made an objective. They want to make a low plug, chumra de chametz. They didn't want to make a regular knas. A regular knas has loopholes. But because of chumra de chametz, they just make a low plug. Or you could say, A, B, the Or Sameach says, this is the Or Sameach, comes on to Aleph Dalet, he says, it's,
Is he saying this within the Shita?
Yes. To make it psychologically nothing to you. So, you won't eat it. He has a clever thing. He says, you know why?
So it's not a punishment.
He said, it's not really such a knas. Oh, you have to start sticking to the knas. And he says, like the Ran, you know, the Ran says the very first page of the Rif and Sachin, that the reason the Torah says by Rabbi Masay is that you won't come to eat it. I think most people would think that there is the Chumash also. Not such a chiddush. Just against all of those Achronim right there, no gezeros mida raisa, which is wrong anyway. But, the, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
it. Right, except for the fact there are many things the Torah says on Zeros, right? Well, Sukkos, Bristol, Shefa, Aris, right? And your fellow coming, Hazel, Zucho, etc., etc., Zayah, Biznus, Rechim, Re'el, Lo'ehem. Okay, so it's the Ephesus, Sorkiyim, what exactly that means, but in any case, the simple shot is there. So he says, look, Bali Rabbi Musa is just to prevent you from eating it. Says, you know what Chazal did? They said, you know, if this is usher for 8 days, people will still be mashiv in their minds. If they say this is usher forever, people will totally give up on it. People will totally give up on it. So again, he very much pushes the boundaries of knas, but he says they want to make it psychologically into garbage. And anything which you can eat in 8 days is not garbage. Anything which anyone can eat in 8 days is not garbage. Right? So goyim chametz, they didn't make it into garbage because it's in their belt of the goyim. But a Jew's chametz, they want to make it into garbage because psychologically they would help the Jews keep Pesach. Okay, it's stretching the word knas. But that's an Or Sameach. I thought you could possibly say a third shot, which is just, you know, maybe a little more formal, which is that since the Isser was Chal, so it just makes sense to extend it. In a normal Knas, if I cook on Shabbos, there is no Isser to eat this food. An Isser cook, there's no Isser to eat this food. So like Chazal wouldn't make the food like an objective iser for the whole world forever, no matter what. They would only make a specific knas. But, so when something starts that mutter, Chazal will only make a specific knas on the avarian or on the suspected avarian. When something starts that usher anyway, so then they'll just say, well, if it's usher anyway, just let it stay usher, not be mutter. Once it already usher anyway, so it might make sense to just instead of trying to say, well, it becomes mutter and then we'll make a knas, just keep it usher anyway. Because once the iser is already in the world, right, Rabbi Yehuda, after all, said, once it's usher, it's usher. So we draw a button, he said, once it's usher, let's just keep it usher. You know, that's, why should we make it mutter and then usher again?
You should say that for any isser's man. I don't know if
there exists. Any isser's man where there's a knas. No, they only did this because they were going to make a knas anyway. Right? No one's going to say that, you know, if you can't eat on your kippur, you can't ever eat. Or something like that. You know, it's just, instead of having to make it be mutter, they make it knas, they just kept it usher.
What do you mean they were going to make it?
They want to make a knas on the body by Rabbi Masi, right?
How do you know? According to Ramban, the way we're explaining, this is the reason they were going to make the knas. I thought that's what you're saying.
No!
How are you combining this with one another?
Not a punishment.
No, what I'm saying is either this is a punishment, because the Chomer Dechomis, we extended the punishment just to low plug so no one will ever get confused about it. Or like the Or Sameach, like maybe there's an element of punishment, but it's really mainly not for a punishment.
Which in the Or Sameach, they weren't going to make the knas, except for the fact that they wanted to make a psychological.
Correct, which is a dogged reading of knas. What I would say is it is a knas. But it makes sense for the knas to integrate into the existing isser. Now, you could like this word, you could not like this word, but I'm claiming that if Chazal make a knas in the belt out of no place, they make a knas the Yeshmei Ayin, so they'll pinpoint it only on the specific case it needs to be. But if there's already an Isra, they're making a knas, So they'll say, you know what? For our knas, instead of making up new rules, let's just extend the old rules we already find in the Torah. Called the tikkun kein d'oraisa the tikkun. Once they have a kein d'oraisa the tikkun, even though the reason is knas, they made it into a low plug because they already had a model there in the Torah.
Why were they going to make the knas again?
Oh, to give people a disincentive to violate by Rabbi Matz. Old fashioned.
So this is just combining it with other. Meaning, this is just to combine it with the other two, no? I mean, you need one of the other two to explain why they made the knas to begin with.
One of which other two, A and B?
Yeah.
No, everyone knows why they made a knas. They always make knasas. But not make knasas on half the things in the Torah. Right? If you plant a tree in Shvius, you're ma'akarit. If you, castrate your shore, you have to sell them to a guy and buy a new one. Et cetera, et cetera. So I'm just saying, why do they make this a low plug knas and every other knas a regular knas? Either because it's more chomer, or because they had a totally different idea in mind, or just because they had a kein d'oraisa, so they fit it into the kein d'oraisa.
It's a little way to figure out how this explains why, let's say, if you did a bonus.
Because they said any chamish of Jew that any chamish that shaykh of Ayurvah, they made a knasa. Any chamish of Yisrael, they made a knasa. Why do they make a knasa anything and not just on the guy who's actually over? Because Kain Dorai said all chamish is ashes and they just continued it. You don't have to like it.
For see, are you assuming like the Ran that by Rabbi Matzi is a knasa on Nachila? There is no Isser by Rabbi Matzi being chal. The only Isser being chal is Nachila.
Correct. So it could be that Bayurah Bayimatze. Yeah, what you probably want to say is that Bayurah Bayimatze, you don't have to. It would be nice to say Bayurah Bayimatze in Igloi Mil, so this is the Chameh that's really shy to think about Achila. Although you don't have to. Okay. If you take this approach, then of course, everything makes perfect sense. Right? Then, everything. Right? Everything makes sense. Because of course, any Chameh of a Jew, you should make a Knas on. Ein Alma Ledaber. What might be some just to so these are three possible approaches before we get to Tzvigdinu. What might be some nafkaminas, whether it's really just a big chash of harama or a general low plug? What's a nafkamina between whether it's a chash harama or a low plug, just an iser chetza? So I'll what? But let's say you could find a way to explain a chirim anyway. What? Mapolis, excellent. Have you seen Makoros on this?
Yeah.
Have you seen one side or both sides? Because the second side is obscure.
One side.
It's Mefurish in the Rishalmi and Rove Rishonin say that Nuffle of Mapolis is Mutter. Why? Because the Rishalmi says explicitly there's no Chash Harama if a Mapolis falls on it. Right? But it's a Mefurish Rishalmi, and all the Rishonim copy it, and all the Achronim copy it. Ein Amal Daber, there's no Chash Harama. However, the Shut Rashba, Chelek Aleph, Simon Ayin, the Shame, Rav Haigon, says that it's Usher. It's Usher even if Nafal Mapolis. So it could be that he understood that we don't necessarily follow the Rishalmi's logic of Harama. Could be he thinks there's even a Harama in Mapolis. After all, maybe you just pretended there was a Mapolis, or pretended it was in the Mapolis, but maybe he just thinks, no, they made an objective Isser, and nothing to talk about, and it could very well be that some Rishonim, like the Ramban, would agree with him, and this Rishon would agree with him, although they don't specifically discuss it either way. But this Rav Haigon, quoting the Shur Rashba, explicitly says that Nuffle of Mapolis is, the Rashba says, the Shurshami says Musser, but I found a Rav Haigon says Usser. That might be a nafkamina. Another great nafkamina I found, I just found a good marker on this today, is how about chametz of a chayr shot of a katan? How about chametz of a chayr shot of a katan? Right? So, basically, until this morning, I just saw like all the Achronim bring it up. The Achiezer all the way at the end of the book, and the Dream of God, a few places says, oh, yesh ladon, chuli v'chuli. But then I saw a great line, the Psicha Kolelos of the Prima Gadim. Not the Psicha Hilchos HaMetzach and Pesach. Psicha Kolelos of the Prima Gadim, the beginning of Orachayim, in Chelek Beis, Os Beis, where he says, Chometz of a Cheresh Shot of a Katan, he says, I think it's still usher, because after all, bein ba'onis, bein b'shogeg, bein lo, bein la'cheirim, everything's usher. Puts the parentheses, he says, no, but maybe those are only because of chash harama, and the chametz of a chayr shed v'katla should be mutter. What, meaning, he's basically saying, thinking out this chakira as he writes his parentheses. Right, on the one hand, he says that it should be mutter, because, what do you mean? There's no issue of harama, they're putter for mitzvos, right? There's nothing wrong. They can do whatever they want. They're going to show them a kata. Because they're the hate. Right? On the other hand, this is the suffix. Maybe we should pull a ritva and say, bein ba'onis, bein b'rasa, bein lo, bein lacherim, bein this, bein that, bein the other thing. Even here it shows a kata. And still coming in the Jewish world. Right? Still coming in the Jewish world. So it's shy for Chazal to worry about it. On the other hand, no, maybe all those things are chash harama. Onus and ratzon and bitol and etc. But a chashir shul katan, there is no issue of harama because it's mutter for him to do a virus. So there's no problem.
But what are we talking about the chashir shul? We're not talking about him eating it himself. We're not worried about making chas on him. We're worried about me taking the chametz of chashir shul katan. So why should we make the same harama? I mean, same chash harama.
That maybe I'll just
belong.
Maybe you can have chash harama that I gave it to the chashir shul katan and pretend that it was his, but it was really mine.
We're not saying that the made a kass on the chayrish of the kass and therefore
the no, but we don't say that by a guy. If there's mamash coming to a guy, we don't say maybe you just pretend it was a guy that was really yours. Apparently, when something mamash belongs to someone else, we don't worry about harama. That's what you have to, you can't think worry about harama when something belongs to someone else, and then you can pull the same thing with a guy. Forget about the fact that we do.
What's the case with the chayrish of the kass that he has?
There's an orphan, right? And he has come into this house, and he keeps it over Pesach. So does it become usher afterwards?
He says he was a vatel?
No.
So why is it come on harama? He was obviously he's not over. He's a katan?
No, you don't have to come on time. Yeah, he's not over, so he's a katan, right. He's putter from mitzvos.
They were just not gonna cast that so, because see, we don't have to.
If it's just or chash harama, there's no reason to give him a knas, because he there's no issue of the harama doesn't apply to him. It's mutter for him to have chametz on Pesach. No. It's heter gomer.
It's not just because we're not. It's not like
it's not specifically the harama doesn't apply.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
The prima gadim also at some place. If you want the mara makom, it is. I may have written it down. In the mishpatos zav, the beginning of top pay, discusses whatever chametz of an onen. If you assume he's potter for bringing his chametz, so there he doesn't get the longness, but you know you can make a, you could say that similar to chirshas mikatzim. Some other interesting issues that come up in the Achronim are, this is a big discussion, it's a long Shari Tshuva in Tuf Mem Tes. What about Ones Gomor Delo Havale Lemeda? What about a total Ones where there's no way he could have known that he even owned Chametz on Pesach? Like, for example, someone's great-uncle dies in Medina Hayam. Right? This is before cell phones. Someone's great-uncle dies in Medina Hayam on Yud Gimel Nisan. He inherits all the chametz. Right? At this point, no one can sell it and no one can be bottle it because they're not the owners anymore, right? So, in Medina Hayam, he has three big silos full of chametz. And by the time the boats get here, it's already my bomer. And now, is this us to do the Chumash of Elok Pesach or not? So, this is not like an onus of the Chash HaRama. This is an onus with no Chash HaRama at all. So many, many Achronim, if you look in the Shari Tshuva, Tav Mem Ches Ches, it say that it would be Mutter. You look in the Shari Tshuva, Tav Mem Ches, Os Ches, he brings down many Achronim. It's really long. It's like a million pages long, but the Torah is like three quarters of the way through. He quotes many Achronim to say that it is mutter. But if you just said, no, this is a general Isser, then of course you would say that it is mutter.
Are we assuming that even within the Ramban, Shita, that it's only chapters that are right for Bali Rabbi Mate and not chapters that are right for Achila? Meaning for the Isser Achila? You know, let's say, for instance, Chavis Tavis, which. If you have my focus about whether or not it's Shaykh Valer Valimata.
Correct. He seems to assume that it's only Cheftas which are Roy for Valerah Valimata. Because after all, overlay Valerah Valimata. Meaning not, this is all my focus we've shown him, which we're not going to get into now. maybe not chametz nofsha, maybe not tarovas chametz, depending on exactly the ratio, v'chulei. Not chalishal hektish, that's for sure. And another, this is a big machlokas, bizman hazeh, is, the big machlokas bizman hazeh is, what if the guy was mevatel his chametz, and then he was a shogeger and anus for not burning it? Like he was a mevatel chametz, he was yotzei v'dor bitl chametz, right? He was mevatel chametz kedasu kedin. And then he wanted to burn it, but he was shogeger and anus. Right? So, like for example, let's say you did bitl chametz, and he just, you know, forgot about a certain house, and didn't actually go and burn the chametz there. Or he got sick when it was about time to burn the chametz, and didn't burn his chametz or something like that, right? So what about a case like this, where he was bitel kedin v'shagag o ne'enas v'lo bier? This is a tremendous machlokes achronim, which the Mishnah Berurah summarizes. Because this is ma'isim b'chol yom, right? Ma'isim b'chol yom, not you're mevatel chametz and then you're lazy and don't do bedika, and then you find chametz in your house afterwards. That, we already paskin is aser. I mean, everyone bought that strange yishomer. But, what if you did bedika kedin, and after chametz you find a ring ding in a makam she'imach nisibo chametz, so it wasn't really your fault, right? Or, you know, you got sick, and then you find a ring ding afterwards, but you did your bittul in the hospital bed.
I thought we never think he did bittul, or we don't care that he did bittul. We decided we don't care about bittul.
Okay, so, this is a big, big machlokes. Of course, you might say that this is all one big shasharava.
Yeah.
So, but the Chav Yaakov says, if we have edim that he did bittul, then it's okay. If there are edim that he did bittul, then it's okay. After all, what's the shasharava here? Right, and what others say is that, this depends on...
Couldn't you say that in a normal case when he actually bittul? You edim he did bittul, because it...
Correct. Perhaps you could, right? So basically, if you hold the Chof Yaakov is choshes for Seidinim, he says, what's the problem with only doing bittul? Maybe it's because we think you didn't do bittul, so if you have Eidim, then it's okay. Or maybe it's because you didn't fulfill the Rabbanon of your chametz. But in the Rabbanon, we don't make you pass on a shogeg. So let's say you had basically, if you said it was the Shasharama case, then it should be okay if. You can prove you did bittul, and even if you hold that it's because the iser drabanan, right, and plus get rid of the iser drabanan because we're shogeg, and there's no knas on shogeg of the drabanan. This is all the Chof Yaakov. I'm summarizing. There's a million different sheets here. The Chof Yaakov, top men, ches. Chof Yaakov is on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. Top men, ches, chaf, I think. You know who Chof Yaakov is. It is the Minchas Yaakov on the bottom of the Chatas and the Torah of Shlomim on the bottom of Hilchos Nida and the Shvos Yaakov. He was one of the very, very big Achronim. So the Chof Yaakov says, look, some people say the problem if you only did bittul is because you violated the Rabbanon. But if you're a shogeg, there's no kasha on shogeg with the Rabbanon. That's the Gemara in Gittin. Some people say the problem is kasha harama. But if you can prove you did bittul, there's no kasha harama on the Doraisa. So then it should be fine, right? Because on the Doraisa, if there's no kasha harama, on the Rabbanon, we're not making kasha on shogeg. So he says it's fine. However, many, many achronim say, who are the achronim on the side who answer it? I think it's like Shark and Shukni Yeshua who answers it, if I'm not mistaken, right? But many Achronim say it's also that Mishnah Berurah brings this machlokas and says, the makam hefsin maruba, we can be mako. Like if it's a ring thing, then burn it. After. Yes. Burn it like the. What? It's a. It's like a little cake. It's like a company that makes like little cakes and puts like enough preservatives in them that they'll like. Live longer than... No, they won't live longer than you. They'll definitely live longer than your dog. So like people like to eat them for snacks. I'm sure you have something like that. They must have this in Israel. No, they really don't. They don't know how to make good cakes in Israel.
They don't have any grease cakes in Israel, no?
They make fresh stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, no, but this stuff, it like lasts forever. It lasts forever. Like, you could hoard them. I did when I was younger. Yes, I used to hoard grease cakes. Just in case, like, you never know.
That's why.
What? Like, you never know. When you can be really hungry and, like, the dining room's going to be closed, and, you know, but let's say you find a halakha l'maisa. This is the biggest halakha l'maisa question. Like, all the other questions are weird cases. The big halakha l'maisa question is, I find chametz after Pesach, and I did bittul, and I was shogeg or honest the fact that I didn't burn it. It's not my fault I didn't burn it. So halakha l'maisa, the mishabur is machriya, that to be mekel, if it's hefted meruba, like if this was someone, like whole business, then you can be mekel, but if it's just a lof achala, then you should be machmer and burn it. Anyway, all of these are nafkuminas as to whether you see this knot, overly value of Almate, as just a beefed up knot because the guy really did something wrong or we think he did something wrong. And of course, Gutenberg will tell me there really should be like three sheets on this side. Those who hold from Harama will say, as long as you can prove you did bittul, it's okay. Those who hold from Bayrava and Rabbanah will say, as long as you're a shogeg on the non-beer, you're okay. And the Chag Yaakov is kosher for both, just to be on the safe side. Okay, yeah, there's tons of acharonim on this. You can find them summarized in the Mishnah Berurah, the Shaar HaTzion, and the Bir Halacha. In Tafim Ches Sif, whichever is the Sif about this, the second to last. Anyway, this is big halacha. Maisa, we're Mekel for Hefsid Merubah, we're Machmir for a small Hefsid. But all of these are nafkaminas of whether basically Rav Shimon is a Rav Yehuda light, in the end just makes a low plug on any Chometz Shel Shosh over Pesach, or Rav Shimon is an authentic regular knaf that's just beefed up a little and we're choshish for all kinds of sneaky people.
How about the inverse case? The person does a property, you can just tell it into a bit.
That's more
likely.
And he finds something.
Yeah.
Then he, well, according to Tosfos, he might not have violated Rav Yehuda Matzah. Remember that Tosfos is not Matzah for him if he can't find it. But it could very well be that he then violated Rav Yehuda Matzah Mamish B'Shogeg.
If you did a proper Bedika.
You're saying if he did a proper Bedika, then it's Mochach to everyone except for that Torah quoted by the Magen Avraham that he didn't violate Rav Yehuda Matzah on the Deraisa level. Then you would only violate something on a Derabana level because we pass in a Bodik Torshei Vatel, right? So it might be the same thing, mirror image. It's just unlikely for that to happen because usually it's the easy things to do bittul, and the thing you'd be showing in Enos is the bedika.
Well, it wasn't easy. People just, you know, they go through the process, they do the bedika, and then they go and they burn it while they're at the fire pit, they say the bittul. Like,
right, but let's say they're shogeg in Enos and got all of a sudden they had to go to the bathroom, they had terrible stomach cramps, went to the bathroom, and then it was already too late, there was already shashishas. Although nowadays our minis say the night before, but okay, get out of that also. Okay, now, the only thing we have left to discuss now is the relationship between the Isra Achila and the Isra Hana'a. Who holds there's a difference in the Isra Achila and the Isra Hana'a? Where do we find such a shita? Exactly, Acherim for the Me'iri in the beginning, right? Right, what do we find? That there's some things that are mutter, but Achila, the Aser, Aser ba'achila umutzer behanav. The Me'iri at first wants to say this about Acherim, right? Although in the end he seems to backtrack, right? But he certainly like brings this down at the beginning. But who does? He quotes in the Chach Milum Nil, I think. That in what case is it Aser ba'achila umutzer behanav? The Chach Milum Nil happens to be the Itzer here, right? This is the shita that everyone calls the Iser. If you're Mevatel, when you're Mevatel the Chametz, you didn't do beer, right? Doesn't the Me'iri quote that from Chach Milu Nil? Am I mistaken? Right, the Me'iri, I can't find it. Yeah, he says there's no aroma. You did bittul and you didn't do beer. He says, Aser ba'achila and mutter behanda'a. Why is this Aser ba'achila and mutter behanda'a? So, many of the acronym try to give, like, technical answers. The Beis Yosef says,
Why is it Asr Bachilu Motar Ana'a? Because this is only Asr because of a Chashash Harama. And no one's going to do Harama just to get Hana'a. No one would do a Harama just for a small benefit, like Hana'a. They'd only do Harama for a big benefit. So basically, you could say, A, there's no Chashash Harama for Hana'a, because the Beis Yosef says that it's not worth doing Harama, just get Hana'a. The Note of Yehuda says something very clever. The Note of Yehuma, Mador Kama, or Chaim Yotes says, no one would do Harama to get Hana'a. Why? Achila means they want to eat it. So they'll do a Harama so they can have Chametz to eat after Pesach. Hana'a means they could sell it. Why do a Harama? Just sell it before Pesach. If you're selling it anyway, you might as well sell it now. Wouldn't you rather have the money now than later? So why would you do a Harama?
Say the opposite. Why would I do such a Harama just to have a piece of bread after Pesach? I'll get a piece of bread after Pesach. If I have a whole storehouse worth of Chametz.
Right, of course, the problem with Nevi Hud is that if I have to sell it before Pesach really quick, I'll have to sell it very cheap. Right. So it's thirdly, and I don't love these hesberim. That some of no one be at Nana just to sell it. They would only be Nana to eat it. No one do Harama just to sell it. They don't do Harama to eat it. And as Gutenberg says, no, usually people won't do Harama just to have one meal. But if there's a lot of money at stake in a business, they will do Harama.
When we saw in Tosfos, I can't remember, it was even maybe within Beis Hillel, but there was a shash that people were going to say you sold it to a going on Pesach itself.
Correct. So, I think I'm not totally satisfied with the answer from any of the Achronim. I think the real answer is that it's the Itter Lishitase. And once you point out the Itter Lishitase, there's no going back. You're never going to leave basically the Yehuda again. Which Itter Lishitase? Then what else does the Itter say is Asr Bachil and Motar Ba'ana'a? Chametz of a guy, right? Why does he say that? Because what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah is Chametz Shel Lachshu LePesach Motar Ba'ana'a. Don't we all eat it? So, what's the Rif's answer? That when it said Motar Ba'ana'a, it really meant Motar Ba'achila, but the reason it said Motar Ba'ana'a is what?
It's
to be parallel to the Chametz of a Jew. That's Asr Ba'ana'a.
Why not that in review, though?
Right. The, right, then Chametz, exactly. Right, then you should know. Chametz of a Nafi, well, actually, the truth is, the Mishnah is general, right? The Mishnah goes both ways. The Rif says, no problem. Chametz of a Nachri is. Right, so the Rif, quotes the Gemara, says, Chametz of a Nachri, they say, is, basically, the Rif, based on the Bavli, says, Chametz of a Nachri is much of an, just be parallel with Chametz of a guy that is Asr Ba'ana'a. And he says that in Rav Shimon too. What does the Rambam say based on Yerushalmi? That, exactly. Chametz of a guy is really Motar Ba'achila, except it's Asr for a different reason, because this was written in a place in a minute between Machmer and Paspalter. Like so it's because of, what?
Like his place.
Right. So, basically, the Yerushalmi, there are two answers to why the Mishnah speaks unclearly. Either it says Motar Ba'ana'a just to be parallel to the Jew being Asr Ba'ana'a, or it says Motar Ba'ana'a because the side problem in Achila Pas Palter. But the third answer is the Itter. The Itter says Motar Ba'ana'a because Taka is Asr Ba'ana'a. Right? That's the Azirak this here. Right? What? Yeah. So, again, when it says Motar Ba'ana'a, one way is the riff that says Uva Achila, but it has to be parallel to the Seifa. The Rambam says, and this is the Yerushalmi, says, Uba, it's also Motar Ba'achila, theoretically, but it's Pasachim. And the Itter says, no, it's Asr Ba'achila because of Pasachim and Shavu'ot Pesach. Remember, the Itter says, and then, again, within Rabbi Shimon, what does the Itter say? The Itter says, what did the Gemara say is a Knas? When the Gemara says knas, what's the knas? The knas is going on the Mishnah, Asr Ba'ana'a. Says the knas is the Isra Hana'a. That's what he says right here. Dibi Yisrael kanas lachar zman uva Asr Ba'ana'a uva in Yehudi lo kanas. The Itter says that the Isra Hana'a is a knas, but the Isra Achila is not a knas. The Isra Achila is not a knas. The Isra Achila is that Rabbanu de Asra Achila bechol chametz is just an Isra Chetza that's chal on all chametz. The Isra is a tremendous chiddush. He says there's not one Isra of chametz over Pesach. There's two Isurim of chametz over Lower Pesach. One, they made an Isra Achila because they just wanted to make all chametz Asra Achila. When Pesach came, all chametz gets a permanent Isra Achila. Two, they made an Isra Anah as a knas. That's why a goy's chametz Asra Achila is that's an objective Isra Chetzah. But it's much about Anah because there's no knas. And that's, that. Of course it's shot in this Iter. Why, if you're Mevatel and you weren't Mevar, is Asra Achila not Bahanah? Not a friend of us, you don't deserve a knas because you didn't do Nisra Raisa. But of course it's Asra Achila. There's no better than the comments of a guy. All chametz will pass the asr achila. The guy he says there was never knas on achila. Achila was never mitam knas. Achila was mitam just that Chazal wanted to make chametz totally asr. Why do they want to make chametz totally asr? Maybe because of the Yosemite reason. They just wanted people to like think of chametz on Pesach as something which is totally they would never ever eat. They wanted to reinforce the issur of chametz on Pesach. But according to the Iter, there's two different dinim of chametz over lower Pesach. One din on achila, which is just an isur chetzah having nothing to do with the knas, applied even to a goyim. And when the Gemara said knas, they only had the Isra Anah as a knas. And that's why it makes a lot of sense that chametz shel goyim should be mutar b'anah because there's no knas, but still usur b'achila. Chametz that you're mevatel. He would just say there's no knas at all on bittul, but it's still usher ba'achila because it's still chametz over lo pesach, and that would probably be the meiri svara for achirim, right? That might be the meiri svara for achirim when he first wants to be chazan to achirim. That achirim don't serve a knas, there's no usher anah, it's still chametz over lo pesach, so it should still be usher ba'achila. So that's the Itzer, who has a very very unique shita here that there's sveidinim, and he reads the whole knas is only going on hanah. Right, obviously that's not our minimum. Right?
No one's koshish for this.
No one's koshish for the Yitzer. I don't even think the Priskins are koshish for the Yitzer. No one's koshish for the Yitzer. Priskins are koshish for like Rambam and other Rishonim they like a lot. But no one's koshish for the Yitzer. But according to the Yitzer, yeah, after basically any chametz that was around on Pesach and Asher forever, Ba'achiva. Only in Hanah is Mitam Knas.
For all the other comedians, for all the other cases of Nigzal and Achim, you still have to say that it decides with one of the. Said, correct.
Correct. At least for the or for one of the other explanations, one way or another, correct.
According to this Iter, how can you ever have chametz? You have to worry about chadash, and you worry about any chametz of any flour.
You keep your wheat or flour till after Pesach, and then bake it. Again, flour nowadays we're knowing to be choshish that flour is chametz, but. A, you can certainly prepare flour in a way that's not chametz. That's what they use in matzah bakeries. And even our chametz nowadays, not so posh that it's chametz. I know that, I think Rav Lichtsiv said once that he didn't think he had to be makbunan. Like, I think Rav Lichtsiv said once that he, I don't want to say it on tape if it's wrong. Okay. Someone said once that I don't remember if he said this was his minhag or this is what he told someone else to do. He said that even if you're matir nasi eat chametz that was sold over Pesach, if flour is still okay because the flour is really not chametz anyway. So that was his pshara. I don't think he said you can mamash keep your flour over Pesach. He just said, even if you're the chumra to not rely on making this chametz and not buy it from the regular supermarkets, you can buy flour from the regular supermarkets. Because the flour is really only a chumra anyway, because they wash it in running water and all kinds of other things. Okay. That's about it for the knas. Now, where are you guys up to in Seder? You're just up to here, I see. I heard there was even a misunderstanding or something. About the Numagar sheet or lack thereof. Where are you guys up to in Seder?
Here.
What? Okay, you didn't get far onto sheet 30. Okay, so then we'll leave sheet 30 for next time, Yirtzeh Hashem. We'll leave sheet 30 for next time. I will. Maybe I won't even give out sheet 31 yet then.
No.
Okay, you know what? If someone needs sheet 31, they should come to me. But meanwhile, we'll keep working on sheet 30, which is very many, many, very, very interesting in Yanim, as hopefully you have noticed.